about a window.
That they close also. It's a wait and see. I have no idea. Doesn't look great.
What's your feeling about the timetable?
It's still kind of to be determined right now. I know he's feeling better. He's going to probably have some sort of small throwing progression. We'll kind of see where that takes us and see where we are in the calendar for him, if he's going to need to go pitch a little bit also. So right now it's once we get him to start playing catch, then we kind of work into the side and that kind of thing. So I'm not really sure at this point. Well, he's got he's a pretty good player and hits the ball hard, maturing as a hitter. Got a chance to go deep. Got a chance to make, do things exciting on the bases, and just want to see him hit as much as possible.
Austin Hayes is nearing his 500th career game here this weekend. How impressive is it for a guy who's dealt with injuries and bounced back and forth over his career from the minors and majors to get to this point?
Yeah, no, I mean it's been fun watching him mature and progress as a player since my first year here. In 19, he started the year in AAA, and he had kind of an unusual career path up until that point where he got to the big league so fast. But for him to, just talk about his defense first, just become an elite defender, always had the ability to. But the guy, I'm comfortable putting him in three spots in the outfield. The way he throws, he's won us a lot of games with his defense. And offensively, when he's healthy, he's swung the bat really well for us. And so that's been the key for him, is try to, be healthy all throughout the year. He's done that the last couple of years as best as he possibly could. But he's got, it's a quick twitch guy that can use the whole field. That's when he's going at his best. And so to see him progress as a hitter has been a lot of fun.
How important is he for this team off the field in the clubhouse as a leader, as a guy that's been?
Yeah, he's definitely taken the next step for me in the last couple of years. He's more vocal in meetings and just the way his style of play, how hard he plays. It's somebody that young players can look up to and see how hard he plays. And that's kind of epitomizes – for me, what we're all about.
Brandon, you've seen so many guys that Norfolk get off to such a hot start. I mean, is that a great thing in terms of, sure, there were some guys who, no doubt, were disappointed they're not here right now. But obviously, that's not impacting their play. In other words, they're kind of doing what you need them to do.
Yeah, it's important, when you send the message to them of not making the team or being sent down, that you want them to take it the right way, and you want them to prove people wrong and work on the things that we ask them to work on and do it with a great attitude and be driven. And our guys have done that really for the last few years. So that's a credit to them and the staff there and their makeup. And 'cause it's not easy. It's not easy to... you're watching the big league club on TV and you're in the minor leagues and you feel like you should be there. Sometimes you can feel disgruntled and our guys have always taken it the right way and done everything they can to get here.
You've got your hands full here, obviously. How do you keep track of what's going on in the minors or in AAA? Is it just you look at the box score at night or in the morning, you get a report from anybody?
Yeah, I'll look at the box score at night or in the morning the next day. Then we get a game report and then, if I want to pull some stuff up video-wise, I can do that.
Have you been surprised at all the past couple of days? Just how big those box scores have been for some of those guys?
No, listen, we got some talented guys in AAA. And, it's pretty been well reported that we have a deep farm system, especially in the upper levels. And so to see those guys perform, it's great.